Hello guys, so it's me again. I'm just waiting for someone to be like, dude, you're posting too much, you need to stop, like, chill. But basically, I have the whole house to myself, so I can be as loud and do what I want, and it's great. Could be using my time a bit more productively, like, you know, doing uni work, other things. But yeah, I can actually speak, and you might actually be able to hear me rather than this, like, mivered, quiet voice that I've been kind of forced to be using, just because, yeah, I just don't want anyone to hear me. But yeah, basically, I get a lot of, so I tend to get a lot of comments about my accent, and oh my god, I cannot speak, help me. So GWA has like this vast, like, what would be the word, I don't know, I'm bad at English, I don't know how to English, variety of accents. So, a few years ago, they were like an accent challenge circling around YouTube, and they were like a lot of people that had done it. So I thought it'd be quite a cool thing we could do on GWA. So, like, I don't know, people can like hear different accents and weird ways we say certain things. So I've got the questions up here. Your name and username. I'm not gonna say my name just for my own sake. But my username is Rilo or Rilo. I don't even know how I pronounce my username. It's just, I just kind of like smash some letters together and be like, yeah, that looks cool, I love that. But yeah. Where are you from? I'm from Ye Old Yorkshire in England. That's North England, if you're not sure. Pronounce the following words. So Ant, roof, route, theatre, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, buff, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, oh, oh breath, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminium, gif, crackerjack, doorknob, envelope. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? I mean, I'd call that vandalism, but we don't have a word for it in the UK, and it's not a thing that happens. It's just, I think it's an American thing, you know, it's just rude throwing toilet paper over people's houses. Although saying that, we do go egging, which obviously we just throw eggs at people's houses, which is pretty bad. Might have done that when I was a teenager. I did feel bad, but yeah. I'm just rambling. What is a bubbly carbonated drink? We call it pop, or just by the actual brand of the drink. So we just say Coke, Fanta, Pepsi. But if, yeah, like, I guess when I was little and I wanted like a fizzy drink, I'd be like, Mum, can I have some pop? Yeah. What do we call gym shoes, or what do I call gym shoes? Ugh, I need to breathe. I'm just like speaking and I'm not breathing. So what do we call gym shoes? We call them trainers. Yeah, we don't call pretty much any last like shoe would be a trainer. We don't really, I guess like the high tops, the kicks, I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we just call everything trainers if they're like a sporty type shoe. Yeah. What do we call our grandparents? I have my nan, I had granddaddy, just forgot my, we had nan, granddaddy, granddaddy, oh my god, why can't I speak? Nan, granddaddy Keaton, and just grandma and granddad. What do you call a oh Jesus Christ, I need help. Can't read now. What do you call the wheel contraption in which you carry your shopping, not groceries, shopping, in at the supermarket? We call it a trolley. Or a trolley. Trolley? That's what I call it, a trolley. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A clicker? Oh, choose a book and read a passage from it. You'd think being a student I'd have books, but I don't have any books. I'm not a reader. I can't read. I can't read well. Dyslexic, so it's not a fun thing for me to do. What I can do? Just grabbed a like textbook thing. I'll find something I can read from this. maybe hello. I'll just read. This user guide to MediaWiki, the software that runs. No. In fact, I haven't got anything to read. What is wrong with me? Need something to read. Something to read. I'll read a bit of this article that just randomly popped up when I googled something to read. The Lonely Tower. A single apartment sits at the top of an ancient tower in the middle of the Jordanian Desert. The tower at it stands 46 feet tall with no door, no stairs, and nowhere to leave. The square base of the tower, 1 mile north of the. Oh my god. This is embarrassing because I'm trying to read and there's words that I cannot read. I'm just gonna stop because I'm like embarrassing myself right now. But yeah. Do you think I have an accent? I mean, I don't have an accent. I mean, it's just super. Obviously, I have an accent. Became very clear when I moved from my home in the north to the south of England, and I can't have a conversation with a new person without them saying, "Oh, what is that accent you have? Oh, are you from the north?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm just, you know, I just fucking speak like this for fun." What they actually ask me to do quite a lot is, if you've ever watched Game of Thrones, is Ygritte, and what Ygritte says to Jon Snow is, I'll just pray myself, "You know nothing, Jon Snow," and people seem to really get off when I say that. They dislike it. And to end the audio, end the audio post by saying any three words you want. So the three words that I get pulled up on a lot when I speak, it's cut, cake, and door. Or Bath. Bath as well. People think I say Bath weird. But yeah, that's all the questions. So, yeah, I think it'd be, like, cool if more people did this. Like, there's just so many accents. And I don't know, I just like listening to accents and all that stuff like this. It's cool. But, yeah, sorry for rambling so much. I'm not very good at this. But yeah, thanks for listening. Goodbye.